What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Tice, and it's about how to ride effectively in the wind. Before we get to that question, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, as we have had for the last little while, Aon Insurance, which is a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Now, one of the things that they cover that is very new that hasn't been available in traditional riders that you could add on to your house insurance policy that is specifically for triathletes is canceled race expenses. So whether the race gets canceled before you leave, or let's say you even get to the race, as often happens in a number of Ironmans, the more that they have these things all over the world, you can get up to $1,000 of your race entry covered so that you can go and enter another race. Now, in addition to that, you've got stolen bike insurance. You've got trip cancellation insurance. If you're sick or even before the race and you can't go, that could potentially be covered. Broken bike insurance during travel and emergency medical expenses add it all up. And it's still just a fraction of what traditional bike insurance added on to your house costs. Very good deal. Check out aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. Let's get to today's question.
Hey, Taren, this is Thijs from Holland. I'm a big fan of your work, love listening to your podcast, love watching your videos every single day, and I'm very curious to hear about your opinion about wind. We don't have many hills over here, but we do have lots of wind. And I really like listening to your podcast about hills, and I wonder if the same applies. Do you apply more power to the pedals when you're riding into the wind? And should you take it easier when you're not riding into the wind? Please let me know. I'm curious to hear from you. All the best from Holland, Thijs.
Thank you for your question, Thijs. And very cool that you are from Holland. I didn't know that we had any Holland? Hollish? Dutch? No. Ooh, I might have said, are those enemies of you? I need to get up to speed on my geography if we're going international with this thing. So what Thijs is talking about is the strategy that I laid out for how to ride effectively on hills. And essentially, the gist of it was that if you have a target, let's say wattage of averaging 200 watts over the course of a race, when you go up a hill, to ride it well, to ride that hill as fast as you can, you want to burst up that hill. You want to go well above that 200 watts. Let's call it 260, 270. As you go across the top of the hill, instead of being like, oh, okay, now I'm across the hill, now I can finally rest. As you go across the top of the hill to maintain that speed, you do an even bigger surge of energy, and then you coast down so that when you go down, you're actually under that 200 watts. And because of the force of gravity, you are going to be essentially going almost the same speed while working less hard on the downhill. You're going to be going much, much faster on the uphill than you would have if you had coasted a little bit easier. And what's going to happen is overall, your average power is probably going to be close to that 200 watts. You're not going to be ruining your average power over the course of the race, but you will be gaining a ton of time. So effectively, you're going faster with the same amount of energy. Now, Thijs is asking if the same principle goes for into the wind. Should you go harder into the wind and not quite so hard when the wind is in behind your back? Yes, very simply here, Thijs, same thing goes. The force of the wind is basically the same as the force of gravity. And it's going to be different based off of how strong the wind is, what direction it's coming from. It's not exactly the same where you can just say, oh, well, this hill is 3% grade and this is a 30 kilometer an hour wind, so I need to go 30% harder than my target FTP. But a good plan is to work harder into the wind, work against the forces that are going to be working to slow you down. And while the wind is at your back, that's correct, exactly what you said, is work not quite as hard as the wind is at your back, because the added benefit of pushing harder while the wind is at your back is not nearly as incrementally faster as it is if you push harder while the wind is into your face. So while the wind is into your face, you want to bear down. You want to make sure that you're not noodly. You're nice and stiff. You're not getting blown around. You're holding on to your bike really well. You're making sure that the front wheel isn't moving back and forth, sending vibrations all the way through the bike, slowing you down completely. You're nice and stiff and strong, and you're taking on that wind. And when you turn around, you can coast a little bit more. And what's going to happen is you're going to be a lot faster than if you had done the opposite of that strategy. And you're going to be a heck of a lot fresher because you haven't worked like crazy without the added benefit of getting faster while you're going with the wind, and you haven't allowed yourself to be knocked around and basically beat up by the wind coming in your face. Now, you didn't ask about this, but I'm going to give you a tip about how to ride in a crosswind. Often what people think they should do when they ride into a crosswind is, let's say the wind is coming hard from your right. They want to lean into it. You want to lean your right shoulder into that wind to push against it. Well, the worry there is, what happens if your bike is going to get blown out from under you? That's the worry that a lot of triathletes have in a crosswind. Well, what's going to happen is the wheels get blown out from underneath you. And if you lean into that crosswind, again, if it's coming from the right and you lean your right shoulder over towards the right, your wheels are already at an angle where they're almost a little bit swept out from under you already. So it's even easier for the wind to blow that wheel set out from under you. What you do actually is the exact opposite. You actually, this is counterintuitive, but you lean yourself away from the wind. And this is just slightly, you move your butt over to the non-wind side of your seat. With your hands, you push your bike to the non-wind side. So if the wind is coming from the right, you actually push the top of your bike towards the right so that the bottom of the bike, the wheels, the tires that are touching on the ground are closer towards the wind than the non-wind side, if that makes sense. And then you scooch your butt over to the wind side. Sorry, I had that backwards. And why you do that is, if you think about it, for the wind then to push your bike out from under you, it actually has to work against the force of gravity, because with your body center of mass basically right over top of the wheelbase and the bike being leaned away from the wind, for the wind to sweep the wheels out from under you, it actually has to work completely against and move your entire center of gravity instead of just slipping out from under you the other way. So when you do that, you can actually be really nice and stable on the bike, and you can put a bunch of power into the pedals and transfer it into the wheelbase really, really well. So I hope that all of this helps you out, Tice. Get out there, conquer the wind. If you can conquer the wind, you'll be as good on the hills as just about anyone. We are flat as a pancake here in Winnipeg, and I go out and ride hills and compete internationally and do still quite well on the hills because the wind toughens you up. There's just no escape from it. Thank you to today's sponsor, Tricover Insurance by Aon. If you're a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. Finally, if you're digging these podcasts with triathlon tips, go and check us out at triathlonterran.com/free resources. We have over 6 free downloadable supplements to help with your training there. Thanks again, Tice, and we'll catch everyone in the next episode. Thank you.